Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. I know I told you I was going to come in with some tactical things. And by tactical, I always mean like business advice, right? Do this marketing thing, try this system and operation. And I will record an episode like that soon, I promise you. But this was on my heart. And it came up in a coaching call last week. So I was like, I really, really, really have to record this. This is the universe giving me like a little nudge. This is what the people need, Steph. They don't need the marketing idea. And so just come back. You guys know that I provide value. And also, by the way, if you're not in our Facebook group, just jump inside of our Facebook group because we have discussions about all things business inside of there all the time. But this came up recently and I was like, I have to tell the podcast peeps about this. And so we were on a coaching call for Wealthy Practitioners Accelerator. And one of my newer clients who, shout out to her, she absolutely crushed her first month of business. She did over 30K in revenue. And so that was one of the things we always have clients share their wins. And she was like, it was my first month. I did this. And then I jumped into the Wealthy Practitioner community. And I'm like so pumped. And we're all celebrating her. And it's so amazing because I think there's a narrative out there that you have to struggle when you're first opening your own business. And you definitely do not. If you have the foundations and the support, you can hit the ground running. And she's actually not even a chiro, by the way. So I know people often think that I only coach chiropractors. I coach a wide variety of people. I just really good at chiropractic. I'm good at the other stuff too. And honestly, if you have a brick and mortar, it all applies. All the same principles apply. The foundations, the frameworks that I teach, all of it applies to a brick and mortar. It just wouldn't apply to an online business. But she came in and she was like, yeah, so because I opened a new business in this economy and during a quote recession, I have a lot of people coming at me and being like, oh my God, I can't believe that you opened a business during this time. I can't believe that you're taking a risk like this. Aren't you scared people aren't going to come? And then she had a rock star first month. And she was like, what do you do when people are like that, or they're asking you questions like that? And I said, honestly, I just live in my little bubble of abundance. Whatever is happening in their world is not happening in my world. And I usually have a spicy comment back at them like, oh my God, I love a good challenge. Of course I would open during this time. And really, it just was a good reminder that we have to be super protective of who we allow into our mental headspace because they can literally damage it more than you can even imagine. They can get in there and toxify the shit out of your mindset if you let them. And Gabrielle brought up a good point, and she was like, there are more millionaires and billionaires built during periods of downturn and during recessions and things like that. The amount of millionaires that were built during COVID is actually insane. And for most of my clients, most of the people that I know that again are in my little bubble of abundance, they crushed it during COVID. And so I have no doubt that 2024 with all of its uncertainty and the chaos and the election and all of these things is going to be the exact same scenario to where we just hit the ground, keep our heads down, and I have no doubt that we'll crush it again. And so we were sharing some of that with her and she was like, yeah, that's how I feel. And I just want to know, that's great. I'm just going to block them out and make sure that I'm keeping my head down and doing what I need to and thinking positive thoughts. And it brought up another good discussion because I talk a lot about having an abundance journal. And one of our clients was like, what's the difference between a regular journal and an abundance journal? And a regular journal is anything like your thoughts that come up, maybe something that you're vision casting, maybe something that you're trying to manifest and call in, maybe some limiting beliefs that you're working through and just writing down what's true about them, what's not true about them, where are you holding yourself back? Whereas an abundance journal is evidence of all the abundance that is happening in your life. So that could be a patient that responded amazingly well to the care that you provided. That could be a record month in your business. That could be finding 20 bucks on the ground. That could be one of your family members having an amazing opportunity fall in their lap. Like, it could be anything, any little sprinkle of abundance that you can find evidence of in your life. The fact that the sun's out, it's a beautiful day. That is abundant. That makes me happy. I would put that in my abundance journal, because in entrepreneurship, we know that there's peaks and valleys. And so during those peaks, it's really easy to be an abundant mindset. But during those valleys, when you're being expanded or you're being forced to grow, it's easier to fall back into scarcity thinking. And so this client, when she hit the record month, of course, she's going to be feeling abundant and great. But if next month's not the same, or 5 months from now, she has a down month, this abundance journal is going to be super beneficial in pulling it out and reading the things of, oh, remember when X, Y, and Z happened? Remember when I crushed it? Remember how I did that first month? Remember when the phone was ringing off the hook? Remember when we scheduled like 10 new clients in one day? That abundance journal is what keeps me going during times of when I feel like scarcity is starting to creep in, or my mindset's starting to get a little shaky. I will just pull that out and remember that everything is always working out for me. It always has worked out for me. There's never been a time where I haven't been taken care of. And so that is really helpful. This would also probably be a good time to just let you guys know, I posted on my social right after we had this call, because we made a huge announcement during WPA that WPA is forever changed. And it is now a consume at your own pace, get access to it right away course. It's never been offered at this price before. I don't even know how long I will leave it at this price, because it's insanely valuable. You get over 40 trainings, tons of videos, tons of insight. You get our resources, our stat sheets, and things like that. So if you're listening to this and you are under 20K a month in revenue, you absolutely have to snag the Wealthy Practitioner Accelerator, because we are offering it for a limited time at $997. It used to be, when we released it as a coaching program, a $5,000 course. So you are getting insane value at the $997 price point. We're restructuring some things behind the scenes at the Wealthy Practitioner. And so I just had a download one morning at 3 a.m. and I was like, I am going to start to essentially give this course away, because I want more people who aren't at 20K a month to be able to access it, and I don't want them to overthink it. And so that's why we're releasing it at that price point. Again, have no idea how long it'll be. So if you're listening to this and you're like, man, I'm either in startup mode, or I haven't been able to quite get past this stagnation that I'm at 5-10K a month, I would really encourage you to snag this. And then if you're past the 20K a month, obviously we do the 90-day sprint. You should just join the wait list for the next time we open that up. We just kicked off this last round, having so much fun. Epic, epic doctors inside of that. We have people opening second, third clinics. We have people that are adding tons of associates to their team. We have people that are still in the first 2 years of practice, but they're really wanting to double their revenue. And so they jumped inside, and it's really just a really dynamic group of docs. We're having a ton of fun. But we made that announcement on the last coaching call. And so all of those people are super pumped, because they're going to jump inside of our mastermind now. It's going to be epic, because the mastermind, I don't even talk about it a lot because it's essentially invite only. So you have to join us inside of 90-day sprint if you want access to the mastermind, but it is really amazing. Our girl, Nikki, just kicked off a call last week all about systems. So she went over pre-scheduling patients. She went over how she personally as a solo doc can see 115 in a day with only one staff member, because her systems are so dialed in. And I joke, because I'm like, I am not really the systems guru. That's why I had to go out and find a coach that was the systems guru, because her systems are way more dialed in than I am, that I could ever dream to be. And then we also added a dude's accountability call with my husband. He's going to lead them in through some exercises, thought-provoking things that they could dive into. Because I think being a man in entrepreneurship, and especially if you have a family or you want a family in the future, there's a lot of pressure to provide and have your shit all together. And there's never that good of an opportunity to be vulnerable or to have like-minded men around you who are striving to have it all as well. And so I'm just super pumped for the dudes in our group that are going to get access to that. I have one more announcement for you. So we have went full send on YouTube, meaning we have officially launched the Stephanie Wigner YouTube channel. Please go like, subscribe, watch those videos. It's completely different content from my Instagram or my TikTok. And it's fun because I actually get to do some deeper teaching on there. So similar to the podcast, it's a little bit longer format, but there's video, there's things that I don't even talk about on the podcast on there, mainly because my team provokes me in a way to where they're like, Steph, you should talk about this. Like, they wanted me to talk about the first time I bought a luxury bag and the feelings and the emotions and the shame also around it. And so there's a short video about that we'll be releasing soon, but we talk a lot about our come up story, our start, how we went from living on a crazy lady's basement to running 3 7-figure companies. So it's fun. I'm going to share some really deep things on there. You've got to get a behind the scenes look at what our life looks like running these companies, being parents. So please go check it out. It's super fun. Okay. Back to this idea of the bubble of abundance, though. Even on social media lately, I don't know if you guys can see this. I follow a lot more. Honestly, the only thing on my feed is chiropractors or coaches. I don't follow anybody else. Maybe a handful of like local businesses, but that's about it. And so a lot of the coaches I'm following right now are doing two things, which is fascinating, because if you're anything like me, like I just observe what people are doing and then make my own conclusions about it. So there's two things happening on social media right now, is that one, the coaches are all coming out and saying social media sucks. This is so draining. The world is losing its mind, blah, 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 blah. So they're adding to the fear mongering, which I can't stand whatsoever. I'm like, I'm going to unfollow all of you if this is the narrative, because also they're only perpetuating more of the sucky feeling by coming on there and saying that the world sucks. Like, my world doesn't suck, dude. My world is freaking amazing. This is why I live in my bubble of abundance. It's why I don't watch TV. It's why I don't consume anything that is going to bring me down energetically. If you haven't read the book, Levels of Energy, get that. I am not operating at that level 100. I want to stay up in the hundreds. So I don't have any energy for that. I don't have any time for that. I am seeing that people are either doing one of two things. They're sharing that narrative that like the world is ending, just like they did in 2020. Or they are really tapping deeper into their faith and sharing a lot more of that aspect of them, which I love. But I also am a little skeptical, because for some of the people I see sharing it, I know it's authentic to who they are as a person because I know them really well. But for some other people that I don't know as well, I just want to make sure it's not a marketing tactic to try and get people into their sphere of influence. I have my skeptical lenses on and I'm observing everything that's happening. But also, I'm way more for like, let's dive into faith. Let's know that it all works out for us. Let's be connected to a higher power. I'm all for that, because I think that we do need that sense of higher power to get through some of the more difficult times. But also, you guys have to know you are the creator of your own reality. And if you can just put your blinders on and stay in your own lane, remove anybody. I know it sounds really mean to some of you, but remove anybody who is dragging you down energetically. I just had to tell my clients last week, I'm like, fire patients that literally drag you down. I'm covering maternity leave for one of my associates that's out. And so I'm working one more shift every other week. So nothing crazy, because I don't have time to be in the office more based on everything else I have going on. But I just had a conversation with a patient the other day, and it was very much her life is really hard right now. Her husband works like 12, 14 hour shifts. She has 3 boys and she is an amazing mom, and she's a teacher. So she's home with them for the summer, and she's going to go back in to school starting soon in Jersey. We don't start till September. And so I am like, wow, that is really, really difficult. I can imagine how difficult that is. But she didn't complain about it. She was just like, yeah, life is crazy. And I was like, that's how I want to show up. Even faced with adversity or times that things aren't easy, I want to come at that with a positive perspective and know that one, all hard things are temporary. You can do hard things, whatever you're going through, no matter how hard it is. Pull out that abundance journal. Look at all the beautiful things that you have in your life and know that this is temporary, but also you get to choose whether you're the victor or the victim. She was not playing victim just because her circumstances are a little tough. I often find that it's easier to fall into victim mentality, like, oh, blaming things on our spouse, blaming things on our children, blaming things on our team. At what point do you look at yourself and be like, I could be the problem? Maybe I'm the issue. And that victor mentality is, if you're the issue, that means you can fix it. There's a lot of power to be said about knowing that you can fix it. Maybe you're not holding your standards to the level that they need to be. You can fix that. Maybe you're letting the ball drop and letting your team walk all over you, or letting family walk all over you, and you're not being strict about those boundaries. You can fix that. But I don't hold space for anybody that cannot take ownership of why they are where they are. So for me, I view the world through 2 lenses. Y'all are living in your reality, like 80% of the world, victim, Everything is happening to me. Nothing is happening for me. Nothing ever works out for me. And then I live in my reality where the universe has always had my back. I have evidence of so much beautiful abundance in my life. I have evidence that things are only going to get better from here. And I also have evidence that even during times of difficulty where maybe I'm being expanded in different ways, I know that it's always forging me and calling me up to be the next best version of myself. And I want to encourage you, in a world and in a time where people are really discouraging and maybe trying to bring you down, just know that you are the victor of your story and you are the creator of your reality. And so it is up to you to protect that energy. I encourage you, like, visually see this bubble of abundance surrounding you anywhere you go. I view mine as pink. I don't know why. Maybe it's bubblegum. I have no idea. I just view that I have this like huge circle around me and I am carrying light into every place that I go. We were in New York. Like, we just do fun things. This is Kyle for sure. It is not a Stephanie Wigner trait. It is a Kyle trait, but he's like, okay, we're going to dance in and out of every single store that we go into while we're shopping in New York. Are you being the light in the world? And then we added on to that. And we were like, okay, you know what? Every person that we contact either at a restaurant or a shop today, like, we're going to make sure that we give somebody a compliment. That was so much fun. That just brightened people's day. We had the best freaking day ever. And it was because we're sharing our bubble abundance with each other. And we're sharing that with anybody we come into contact with. It's why I love building up a community of practitioners, because there is so much energy on the outside that isn't that good, that light, that vibrant mentality. And so I want to be the one that spreads that. And so you guys have that same capability to do that, whether it's through your patients, your team, your friends, your family, you get to be the light. And so I just want to remind you that it is your moral obligation to show up as your best self and to make the world a better place. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, you resonate with that, and that's what you aim to do. So here's your little reminder. If you've sunken into a negative thought pattern, or you've allowed external forces to really mess with your mindset, go deep, start to journal some of the beautiful, abundant things you have in your life. Come join us inside the Facebook, post on social media about some of the abundance you have. Tag me. I want to see it all. Because again, too, when we see evidence of abundance in other people's lives, we know that is possible for us too. The universe is showing you that abundance because it's possible for you too. So tap into that vibration and make the world a better place and go and crush it this week. I love you. I will see you next time. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.